golf and tennis.
Two years ago, if you've been following along for that long, thank you, by the way. 2 years ago, I had a pair of poll questions back to back. Poll question number one. Does it seem like I like cheesecake?
No.
Interesting. Secondary poll question. Does it seem like I like salad?
You'll eat it, but it's not your first choice. I'd go no.
Okay. Does it seem like I like cheesecake? Came back 83% yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
I think we're basically just the listeners have found out. Yeah, I think it's going to be okay if we call this guy fat. I think I was discussing in the office that day. There was a cheesecake that had been brought in. And we were picking out people in the office who would or would not want the cheesecake. And I think people peg me as a cheesecake guy. I think I've grown to enjoy cheesecake, by the way.
Oh, really? My mom makes excellent cheesecake.
Got to have a little ice cream with it. And it's got to be cold.
Yes. Agreed.
But, yeah, we discussed the breakfast on the morning crossover today. Breakfast. I'm sorry. Dessert.
Could be the same thing.
Could be.
You're an adult.
All right. So I got a question. Nebraska football related question here. So we talked about win totals and the targets and stuff like that the other day. It was a good conversation, by the way. And you should check it out at the radio replay page at 1620thezone.com. I do remember, though, and this is a long time ago, 5 years ago. Remember when the staff got here and they were going to score 35 or 40 points a game? I believe that they have, you know, figured out. They quickly figured out, number one, we're not going to be able to do this. And then since that realization, they figured out what's the best, what do we have to be as a team? What type of players do we need, and what do we need to be as a team in order to win games in this conference? And I think they've at least identified what they need to be. Can they execute it? That'll be the question that remains for the 2022 season. Can you execute it? But I think Nebraska, which is weird because they hired Mark Whipple, who John wrote, you know, ran through some great stats yesterday on the afternoon show and on Sportsmanlike Conduct, and he tweeted them out. They tweeted them out too at their Twitter account. I think what they've sort of realized is that they need to be a downhill running team that plays good defense and plays good special teams. Obviously, has the quarterback, you know, be good, but not have the quarterback be the focal point in the life or death of the offense. Learned their lesson with Adrian Martinez over the last 4 years. That is a situation that simply cannot go on. And it's not just because of Adrian. It's because of how they used Adrian as well. But then you bring in Whipple into the equation. And Whipple, they throw it around the yard. They scored 41 points a game last year at Pitt. They had a first-round draft pick and the best wide receiver in the country. A first-round draft pick at quarterback and the best wide receiver in the country. Two separate people. Jordan Addison and Kenny Pickett.
Small hands.
What? Yeah, that's right. Have you seen the camp reports on Kenny P?
No, it's the same practice field. I know that.
They're not great. Sounds like it's going to be the
already?
Yeah. Well, not like worrisome not great, but not contending for the job not great. At least at this
point. Oh, okay. They're gonna let Trubisky be a meat shield.
That's right.
Okay.
But they're not gonna be horrible, which is, you know. So there's risk. Hey man, there's a Nebraska football thing too, right? It's not quote unquote meat shield, as you said so eloquently there, Josh.
Thank you. I am a wordsmith.
But it's about mitigating risk. How risky do you want to be with your quarterback play? And how much do you want to put on his shoulders? And Nebraska saw the exact opposite end of the spectrum that they wanted to see on that. I think they've decided now the hire of Mark Whipple may say on paper otherwise, but I think they said now, hey, let's tone this back a little bit. We don't have to be as explosive as we once thought we had to be on offense. So with that all being said, what's the target number? Nebraska, over the last 4 years in different iterations of the offense and different iterations of the defense, over Scott Frost's tenure, is scoring a hair over 27 points a game, and they are allowing a hair over 27 points per game. I think 30 is a good number per game. But this brings into the question of the defense. When this offseason started, let me just tell you where I was at. When this offseason started, and you factor in all that they were losing on the defensive side of the ball, which is a lot at all of the levels, including your best few players, a couple draft picks, a couple guys in the defensive line, three guys now in the defensive line that would have been players for you this year and would have been really consistent players for you this year that decided to not come back. You had to refuel there. The only thing that was sort of unaffected is linebacking core sans JoJo Doman. It looked like an empty cupboard on the defensive side of the ball, or at least a whole bunch of guys who don't have enough experience to be dependable right away. You've supplemented your defense with transfers, but I'm thinking at the beginning of the offseason, they need to go after somebody on offense who's going to be able, as an offensive coordinator, who's going to be able to light them up. We're talking 32, 3, 4, 5 points a game. Because I was fully prepared for this defense to not be very good this year. The narrative, to me, seems to have flipped. And some of it is about what you want to do, and some of it is about what you have, who you want to be, and then what you have. If you pull back the reins on the offense a little bit, you allow them to be a little bit less volatile. That helps out your defense. I say all this because I was reading Mitch Sherman's mailbag today on The Athletic, and Max asked him a question. How bold is it to predict that the 2022 defense will actually outperform the 2021 defense based on an evaluation of stats, public perception, and draft picks? And Mitch said, I don't think it's that bold. Yeah, you lost Cam Taylor-Britt and JoJo Doman and Deontay Williams and Markell Dismuke and Ben Stille and Damian Daniels and DeAndre Thomas and Casey Rogers and Feldarius Payne. You lost all those guys. There were players for you last year. But what is that target number now? And that might give you a sense on the team that they want to be and can be. Is this going to be a team that leans on its defense? It kind of seems like it. Not that you're telling the offense before the year, hey man, we just need you guys to exist and not screw things up. I don't think you'd be able to draw many comparisons from the 2022 Nebraska defense to the 2009 Nebraska defense. There's certainly no Ndamukong Suh. But I think the answer that they've sort of come to, that the staff has sort of come to over 4 years here, is we simply cannot depend on outscoring people. And I think they came to that conclusion a long time ago, and now it's finding a way to execute it, like I said. But we can't depend on in every game to outscore people, especially considering our turnover rate and how poor we've been on special teams over the last couple of years. So let's think about this a little bit differently. Let's get as much as we can out of the offensive side of the ball Let's be safer. Let's run less tempo. Let's turn the ball over less. That helps our defense that needs a little bit of help and puts a lot on the shoulders, in my opinion, as much as we're talking about the offense and all the new coaches and how that gels, and obviously it is super important. But can I convince you that Eric Shenander is the most important person to this season? Nebraska's defensive coordinator and how the defense comes together with all of their new pieces and the transfers that they've added and some leadership in the linebacking core with Nick Henrich and Luke Reimer. Can I convince you that how that group comes together is actually the key? And I don't know. I don't know if it trumps the Frost Whipple, you know, how that goes or how involved Frost is. You know, that's the key to the season, obviously. But oftentimes when we think about things in the preseason, we think about things from an offensive standpoint. And the way that they've built it over this offseason, it just has a vibe to me.
Vibe?
Is football a vibe sport?
It's not. Well, maybe it is. It just has a vibe to me that they're going to try and lean on this defense a little bit. Still being who you are, but the admission of, we know we're not going to score 35 a game, had to happen, and it did. I think it leads to a lot of different other things for Nebraska that they need, which is cutting down on turnovers, and they got to be better on special teams in order to make this work. That's another thing that this hinges on. But let's not forget about Nebraska's defense and how important that is to be good this year and how important it is for them to lean into that idea. They need help. This defense has been increasingly better over the last 4 years, and they routinely would get left out to dry, be put in bad situations because of idiotic turnovers. And, you know, just bad offensive play altogether. And they really have answered the bell.
A lot of instability over on the offensive side of the ball.
That's right.
We need the...
Let's check on Mr. Stability on the defensive side.
Yeah, we need that because we need to be able to predict what's going to happen on like Saturday. We need a game plan for these games each and every week. We need you... We need to know what we're getting from you because we don't know what's going to happen over here. Might be shaky the first month of the season.
You bet.
So we need you to consistently give us what we expect you to give us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point by you.
This offseason has turned out, like I said, almost the exact opposite of what I thought they needed to do at the end of last season. I remember talking about this, and Schaefer and I were doing a show at the time. And we sort of both came to the conclusion of, like, I don't know what's going to be left on that defense. They, and remember, they were trying to hire an offensive coordinator. It was like Graham Harrell was in there, air raid Graham Harrell. It's like, let's go get air raid Graham Harrell and a quarterback who could just sling it like your version of Gardner Minshew and try and do this. Do I like that? Not really. At least in this way, Nebraska looks like a Big Ten team. Can they play the part? They're gonna act like a Big Ten team. Can they play the part? Can they walk the walk of being a Big Ten team? And if it goes well, I think what we'll be saying at the end of this year is that Nebraska has fully completed their journey into being a Big Ten team. That's sort of success. And I don't think I saw it going that way, but it feels like it's gearing toward that. And it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't have to be exactly one or the other. There's going to be elements, and Whipple's going to do his thing as well. They'll be explosive at times. I'm not saying that they're going to turn Casey Thompson into Zach Lee. You know what I mean? because yeah. I don't think that defense is going to be that good. Right? But it's about the idea of slowing things down, protecting them a little bit. I think that inherently cuts down on the turnovers. You find it like if there's a thing that you can just do from a game plan perspective that makes you turn the ball over less, I think Nebraska should take that opportunity and do that. I think they will. So then that makes special teams and defense really, really huge here. And then if that works out, Nebraska will have completed their full circle journey into being an actual Big Ten West team, and then the division will be gone going into next year. But that's sustainable. That's something that you can build off of. And what they found is that the way that they were sort of orienting things in the first few years, even if they did have spurts of it, which they did, they found that it wasn't sustainable. The defenses are too good in this conference. They're going to turn you over. Then you're going to be forced to run the quarterback too much, and then that creates some trouble in and of itself. Maybe this is just wishful thinking for me, honestly. Like it's a hope. But that's the route that it seems to be headed as of right now. All right, 402-951-1620. Give us a call. Send us a text. Send us a tweet at Happer Show. Looks like A League of Their Own is on AMC right now, by the way.
Oh, it was big earlier.
So it's Hank's day?
Must be.
Jimmy Dugan's he's drunk. He has been assigned to coach a women's baseball team. He's not happy about it.
Tom Hanks is back.
Yeah, it's Hank's time.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from you guys on the show if you have anything on that. We'll come back. Josh has brought to my attention some new uniforms in baseball.
Yes, I have.
I'm a bit of a uniform, I don't know. You guys have listened to the show. I have takes. I have thoughts.
You're a purist.
Yeah. Will I surprise people on the San Diego Padres city uniform leaks that I have seen now? Next on 1620 The Zone.